This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Growmark and its FS-affiliated companies have named the Enduring Farm winners for the 24 calendar year, in addition to publishing their annual Endure report. We'll have a featured conversation with the folks at Growmark coming up next.
Local research, real results. Join the Iowa Soybean Association for an innovation to profit meeting near you to discover how cutting-edge research impacts profitability in your area. Meetings will take place in Sheffield on February 18th, Storm Lake on February 20th, Afton on February 25th, and Washington on February 27th. Engage with fellow farmers and explore trial results, conservation benefits, cost-share opportunities, and more. Register for innovation to profit today by visiting iasoybeans.com. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers.
Well, our friends at Growmark have announced their Enduring Farm Winners and their Endure Sustainability Report. So let's talk a little bit more about that with Robert Bennett, Agronomy Manager, with our friends at Growmark. Robert, what's going on today?
Well, we're just really dealing with some warmer temperatures, a little bit better weather pattern, which gets everybody excited, and looking forward to spring coming upon us here in the next few weeks.
Yeah, planters will be rolling, but I'm going to have to change this virtual background to a bean planter, aren't I?
yeah, you will in just a few weeks, I'm sure.
So tell me a little bit more about the Endure Farm Awards and the report that you put out.
Yeah, so I'll start with the Endure Farm because that's really one of the areas of emphasis that I spend quite a bit of time on, particularly this time of year. And so Enduring Farm is a program that Growmark implemented about 5 or 6 years ago. And really our main thrust on that was to recognize growers who utilize what we would classify as these enduring principles, principles that help to preserve and improve, if you will, the land and natural resources for future generations. We recognize the fact as agriculturists that the resources that we have are important to maintain, and so Enduring Farm helps us to focus on that and to recognize those growers really who are implementing best management practices, specifically in the area of nutrient management. And our focus there is to increase profitability based on that, to highlight nutrient utilization, and then really to improve water quality within the scope of what they do from an agronomic practices standpoint.
So you focus on the four R's, I would imagine, quite a bit?
Yeah, so we do. We focus on heavily on the four R's, right rate, right place, right source, right time. And growers that are using practices that really highlight those principles are the growers that we identify, our crop specialists, at various member companies identify as Enduring Farm nominees.
There were, 76 of them, as I understand it, right? Or maybe that was the Enduring Farms designation, 96 earning the Enduring Farms Plus designation. So there's some different categories here, too.
Yeah, so we have two categories. So we began with the Enduring Farm Program. And the Enduring Farm Program in itself is really the one that focuses on the four R's. And for a grower to achieve enduring farm status, they need to accumulate 180 points. And those points are really various practices that fall under those 4R principles.
You can find the full conversation at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.